Erica Anderson Center is a poet who lives and writes in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Her poetry can be found in various publications online, and her first collection, Midwestern Poets' Incomplete Guide to Symbolism, was published by Eastover Press in 2021. She graduated from the writing seminars at Bennington College in 2016. She joins us remotely over Zoom from her home. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Erica, what poems have you brought for us today?
Midwestern Poets' Incomplete Guide to Symbolism. Every bird is a metaphor. In the center of this country, in between rivers with native names, guilt waves her hand, a beauty queen in a hometown parade. A poet is her trauma, and her trauma is probably a man, white and condescending, probably her youth pastor or math teacher. If she mentions booze, it's her dad. If she mentions fish or the late night fisherman, it's absence. If she mentions Tennessee, it's freedom. Other images to consider: dead deer, hips, peonies, morning sunlight, the moon, egrets flying west, sparrows with broken beaks, snakes wound accidentally in hay bales. Mothers here, like any spot in the universe, carry big bags. Let's not go beyond that. Lovers are bonfires after homecoming games, and honestly, in a poem, grief scores the winning point. How many country roads conjured to replace time and space? Each stanza a bluebird, each semicolon a horse, each enjambment an alley cat infested with fleas, every moment of longing a red-tailed hawk. Something I might say. If you and I sat face to face, I might say, I've opened my body to many men. I don't know what many means to you, but not more than three is what I actually mean. I might also say, I've run many miles, these legs and small feet moving quickly, but many here means much more than three. I might also say that I'm ashamed of that one night I put salt on night crawlers and with delight watched them turn inside out. I might tell you I run because I'm afraid to look like my mom's side. I might tell you I'm afraid to not be loved. I might also say that my only true happiness is a lake in Tennessee, and what does that mean for the rest of my life? I might be terrified to mention that sometimes, only sometimes, when I made my mother upset, she made me bleed. What I might be trying to say is, I'm not sure how I exist in this space, in this body, in this air. Anyway, I might end up completely alone. Anyway, I might end up complete. The definition of prayer. In some ways, we know it like we know blood and teeth and breath. In some ways, we will never know it. It is tight buds of virgin flowers swirling open slowly. Don't we need time in the sun? Prayer is vast. Earliest galaxies bending around light. Prayer is one small fingertip, a knee kneeling in soft dirt, the kitchen table you had as a kid, a boy under the buck moon when you were 16 and your body tensing when he was near. Hay bales, trailer parks, milkweed, decomposing bodies of small animals on the pavement, streetlight in the earliest sigh of morning, two flies bumping against the window. Prayer is pressing your palm on your dying papa's chest, gasping for air. Please, you pray. Please.
You've been listening to poems by Erica Anderson Center on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.